A Table of Fables.
From the constellations to the oceans, all the nations, all our notions, it makes a story, a million stories. Can you hear the stories? Can you see the stories?
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Table of Fables. I am James Funnyhat, your fabulist. Well, today I was just about to put on a hat to get ready for the show when I was mopping, and then I looked at the bucket that I was mopping with, and I realized that looks a lot like a hat. It's the same shape as a hat. It's a little bit big, but it's still the same shape. It's got one end open, and then it's closed on the other end, and it basically fits my head. So I had a great idea. Why have hats and buckets when all you really need is one thing? People can wear buckets as hats and use hats as buckets. So this is a great idea, I think, and I am going to test it out. I have this bucket right here. You can't see it, but it is red. It's got a metal handle on it, but I think that handle is kind of like a chin strap so that if I fell down, the bucket would not fall off my head. So, you guys wait here. I am going to try out this hat, which is actually a bucket, and walk around the neighborhood. I'll be back in a few minutes before we have the story. Okay, I'm back, and I'm not sure if other people think this is a good idea as much as I think it's a good idea, because I was walking down the street, and there was this guy. He was walking the dog. He said, excuse me, sir, why do you have a bucket on your head? And then there was a lady running by, and she said, you got a bucket on your head? And then this skateboard dude rolled by on his skateboard and said, hey, you got a bucket on your head? Everyone who passed by pointed and said, I've got a bucket on my head. I tried to tell them it's a hat. Nobody got it. So what I learned, I think, is that sometimes you have a really good idea that you think is a really good idea, and sometimes it is a good idea, and other times you're just walking around with a bucket on your head. And that's what happened to me today. So, anyways, on with the story. Soon you'll hear the story bell. When you hear a bell go ding, put your hands up in the air. When you can't hear it anymore, put your hands down, and then the story will begin. So let's take a deep breath in, and a deep breath out. And a deep breath in, and a deep breath out. And another one in. And out. Here comes the bell.
Years ago, in a lovely field,
within a lovely forest, there was a lovely family of bunnies. There was Mama Bunny, who led them all. And she had an oldest daughter, Mathilde. A middle daughter, Josephine. Another middle daughter, Clementine. And then, there was the smallest bunny of all, Little Timmy Bunny. Little Timmy Bunny was always very small and always very cute. The sisters loved to help him. Mama loved to help him. And Little Timmy Bunny loved to be helped. And within the field, within the forest, there were many things that Little Timmy Bunny needed help with. For example, they had to cross over the river. And to cross over the river, there was a log. All the bunnies had to walk across the log, which was very perilous, because if they fell off, they would fall into the river below, where the water was moving fast. Mama Bunny would always go first. She would say, "Come, children, we must cross the river now. Careful on the log, I will go first. Mind your balance." Mama Bunny would walk across. Mathilde Bunny would say, "I'm going to be next," and she would walk across the log. Josephine Bunny would walk next. Clementine Bunny would walk next. And then, when it was Little Timmy Bunny's turn, Mathilde would come rushing back and say, "Not you, Little Timmy Bunny. You're too small. I'll carry you." And she picked up Little Timmy Bunny and carried him across. Then, after they crossed the river, they would go through the forest and then come to a big open field where there was a dangerous hawk circling above that liked to eat little bunnies like them. Mama Bunny would stand in the trees where the field began, look up, make sure there were no hawks circling in the air, and then say, "I'm going to run now, children. I'm going to go as fast as I can. Watch me." Mama Bunny would run as fast as she could across the field, where she would take shelter under the trees. Next, Josephine Bunny would run across the field. And then Clementine Bunny would run across the field. And then Mathilde Bunny would run across the field. And then it was Little Timmy Bunny's turn. Mathilde would say, "Not you, Little Timmy Bunny. I'll go with you. You're too small." She held his hand and they ran together across the field under the safety of the trees. After a long morning of avoiding all the dangers of the forest, it would be time for lunch. Mama would take a carrot and give one to Clementine. She would give one to Josephine. She would give one to Mathilde. And then when it was time for Little Timmy Bunny, she would peel the carrot. She would chop it up into tiny, tiny pieces and give them to Little Timmy Bunny. And she would say, "This is for you, Little Timmy Bunny. I've chopped it up into tiny pieces so you can easily eat it. And you will not choke and you will be safe." Mama and all the sisters kept Little Timmy Bunny as safe as he could be. Even when it was time for Little Timmy Bunny to go pee, like all animals do, all the sisters together took him by the hand and said, "We'll go with you, Little Timmy Bunny. We'll make sure that you are safe." And so everything was well and lovely and safe for Mama Bunny and all the children. But as time went on, Little Timmy Bunny started to get bigger, because everything grows. And he watched his sisters cross the log. He watched his sisters cross the field. He watched his sisters eat big, juicy carrots that were not chopped up into small pieces. And most of all, he watched them go off in the woods to go pee all by themselves. As Little Timmy Bunny grew, he began to think that he could do these things by himself. But still the sisters would help him. They helped him cross the log. They helped him cross the field. They chopped his carrots up into tiny pieces. and they always took him all together to the place where the bunnies peed. And always they said, "We must keep you safe, little Timmy Bunny." But one day, as the bunny family made their way through the field and through the forest, little Timmy Bunny couldn't stand it anymore. After Mother Bunny crossed the log and Mathilde came back to carry him, he said, "Stop carrying me, I'm big, I'm big." Mathilde said, "No, little Timmy Bunny, you're small, let me carry you." "Stop carrying me, I'm big," said little Timmy Bunny. They came to the field. Mama crossed the field. Josephine crossed the field. Clementine crossed the field. And Mathilde was just about to hold little Timmy Bunny's hand when Timmy Bunny said, "I can do it by myself, I'm big." "Oh, don't be silly, little Timmy Bunny. You're not big. You're small and cute, and I'm going to keep you safe." And she picked up little Timmy Bunny and carried him across the field. All the while, Timmy Bunny was kicking and screaming and saying, "Stop, I'm big, I'm big." Little Timmy Bunny asked his mom if she would not chop up the carrot into tiny pieces and peel it. But Mama said, "No, little Timmy Bunny, I don't want you to choke. Your mouth is so small and cute. You must have it like this to be safe." After lunch that day, little Timmy Bunny said, "It's time for me to go pee." All the sisters got up and said, "We'll go with you, little Timmy Bunny." Little Timmy Bunny said, "I can go by myself. I'm big." The sisters said, "You're small and cute." Little Timmy Bunny said, "I'm big." "You're small and cute." "I'm big." "You're small and cute." "I'm big." "No, you're small and cute." "I'm big. I'm big. I'm big. I am big." And little Timmy Bunny ran away. He didn't know where he was running to. He just ran and ran. The sisters chased after him. Mama chased after him. "Timmy! Little Timmy Bunny, where are you?" They looked everywhere. They couldn't find him all afternoon. The sun started to set. They still could not find little Timmy Bunny. In the meantime, little Timmy Bunny found a log. And as the sun set, he snuggled up under the log and fell asleep, very tired from not knowing where he was. But Mama and the sisters could not sleep. All night long they were worried. "Where's Timmy? Where is Timmy? Where's my little Timmy Bunny? Where's my baby? Where's my brother? Where's my baby?" The sisters fell asleep, but Mama Bunny, who was the most worried of all, could not sleep. And all night long she cried and cried until there was a magical sound. The sound was of a frog. The frog came up to Mama Bunny and said, "Hello, I'm a frog. Not a regular frog, a magic frog. I've heard your cries, and I've come to help you." Mama Bunny said, "I don't know if you can help me, frog. It's my son, little Timmy Bunny. He's run off, and he's small and cute. He will not last out in the forest. He will not last with the bears and the raccoons and the coyotes, and the foxes. What can I do? Do you have the kind of magic that can grant wishes?" The frog said, "Yes, Mother Frog, I can grant wishes. But I must tell you, be careful what you wish for." Mama Bunny thought for a few moments and said, "Thank you, Frog. I know exactly what I'll wish for. Make my little Timmy Bunny very strong, so nothing will hurt him. And make him have very sharp claws, so if anything tried to hurt him, he would prevail. And give him a great big voice, a huge voice, so that no one would
ever, ever dare to hurt him. Magic Frog said, Are you sure, Mother Bunny? Mother Bunny said, I'm sure. Make him strong, with big claws and a huge voice. Magic Frog said, Your wish shall be granted. Under the light of the moon, Magic Frog popped through the forest, found the log that little Timmy Bunny was sleeping under, waved his magical fingers, and transformed little Timmy Bunny into all the things that Mama Bunny asked. He made him bigger and stronger with big claws and a huge voice. When little Timmy Bunny woke up, he no longer looked like little Timmy Bunny. In fact, he didn't look like a bunny at all. In fact, he looked like a lion with a huge mane of hair, huge claws, and a huge voice. Inside his mind, he was still little Timmy Bunny, though. And so he said, Oh, good, it's morning. I'm going to go find my sisters. I hope they weren't worried. So he walked through the forest. But remember now, he was a lion. And when he walked through the forest, his paws made a huge pounding sound on the ground that the bunnies could hear. They heard this pounding coming towards them, and they hid, and then they saw the lion coming. Little Timmy Bunny, who in his mind was still a small bunny, said, Hi, Josephine! Hi, Mathilde! Hi, Clementine! Hi, Mama! Did you miss me? With his new lion voice, it sounded like, All the sisters and Mama ran away as fast as they could. A lion! A lion! Little Timmy Bunny said, Why are you running away? But of course, that sounded like, Mama said, There's a lion! There's a lion! Little Timmy Bunny looked around to see the lion, but couldn't see the lion anywhere. So he chased after his sisters and his mom, saying, Come back! Come back! But Mama and the sisters only heard, Roar! Roar! All through the forest they went. Little Timmy Bunny saying, Come back! Come back! Why are you guys running? But it sounded like, He chased them all day, but couldn't find them, because bunnies are very good at finding hiding spots. And eventually they ran away and it was dark. All the bunnies, including little Timmy Bunny, who was of course now like a lion, were tired and they all went to sleep. The sisters went to sleep right away, but Mama Bunny was now even more worried. She thought to herself, Oh no, now there's not only bears and raccoons and foxes and coyotes, there's also a huge lion in the forest. My little Timmy Bunny is now even less safe. And she cried all through the night. Oh, little Timmy, little Timmy. But in the middle of the night, as the moon rose high in the sky, along came Magic Frog. Hello, Mama Bunny. What troubles you now? Mama Bunny said, Oh, Magic Frog, it's even worse now. There's a huge lion on the loose. Magic Frog said, That lion is not a lion. That lion is your little Timmy Bunny. I found him in the night and granted all of your wishes. I made him big, with big claws, and a huge voice. So now he is safe, just as you wished for. Change him back, Frog! Change him back! I'm sorry, Mama Bunny. The only way the magic will wear off is if you spend the whole day with little Timmy Bunny, exactly as he is now, like a lion. If you are brave enough to do that, the magic will wear off. When the magic wears off, little Timmy Bunny will look much as he did before. Nothing ever stays the same, Mama Bunny. So he will be a little bit different, but he will still be your son.
Is that the only way, Magic Frog?
I'm afraid that's the only way. So the next morning, Mama Bunny, Mathilde Bunny, Josephine Bunny, and Clementine Bunny all walked through the forest. They found little Timmy Bunny, who was still a lion, sleeping under a tree. They said, "Wake up, Timmy!" Little Timmy Bunny woke up, and in his mind he said, "Mathilde, Josephine, Clementine, Mama, it's so nice to see you!" But of course it sounded like, all the bunnies ran away, but then they remembered they had to stay with him all day, so they came back. Little Timmy Bunny said, "Why are you guys acting so funny? Why do you keep running away?" And that, of course, sounded like, but all the sisters and Mama, they braced themselves, and they said, "Come, little Timmy Bunny, let's make our way through the forests and fields." They came to the river, and the log that they always walked over. First went Mama, then went Mathilde, then went Josephine, then went Clementine. Little Timmy Bunny said, "Hey, do you mind if I cross by myself this time?" And it sounded like, of course, Mathilde Bunny did not even think about trying to lift little Timmy now that he was as big as a lion. And so, little Timmy Bunny crossed by himself. "I knew I could do it by myself." They came to the field. Mama looked up in the sky to make sure the hawk wasn't there, and then ran across. Josephine ran across. Clementine ran across. To Timmy Bunny's surprise, they all waited for him at the other end of the field under the trees. He looked up to make sure there wasn't a hawk, and then ran across the field by himself, just like he always wanted to do. It was time for lunch. All the girls got a carrot. And to Timmy's surprise, Mama Bunny gave him a carrot to himself. He was so happy. "Can I have another one, please, Ma? Thanks." But Mama was now quite brave and quite used to the sound of little Timmy Bunny, and she gave him another carrot. And then little Timmy Bunny felt the need to do what all animals need to do from time to time, to go pee. To his surprise, his sisters did not accompany him to find the safest spot to go pee. They let him go by himself. Little Timmy Bunny was so happy he finally got to do all by himself the things that he'd always wanted to do. He thought it was very strange how his sisters were acting and how his mom was acting, but he was very happy. And as the sun went down, they all snuggled up under a log to go to sleep as they had always done before. Except, of course, now, little Timmy Bunny didn't fit under the log. He had to go under a tree. On this night, all the sisters slept very soundly, and Mama finally slept soundly also. As the bunny slept, Magic Frog hopped by. He waved his magic fingers, and little Timmy Bunny started to get smaller and smaller. He didn't get all the way as small as he was. In fact, now he was even bigger than Mathilde. But when they woke up, they saw that he was their son and he was their brother. A little bit different now, but still Timmy. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that story. This is the Table of Fables. I am James Funny Hat. If you have any questions or any comments, please write me at james@jamesfunnyhat.com. And we'll see you next week on A Table of Fables.